Hello again, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎回到酒馆。In the past few weeks, as we were experiencing the changing season, many people unfortunately got a cold, including myself. Well, that's partially because the weather has been all over the place lately. In some cities, you could easily experience all four seasons within one day. So in today's episode, let us focus on the topic of weather. Now, I know it sounds like a very basic, very easy topic, because when you started to learn English, you probably already encountered words like sunny, rainy, snowy. However, if you truly need to listen to a weather forecast in English, many would find it quite difficult. That's because in the topic of weather, there is a whole set of very specific vocabulary and also some fun day-to-day idioms. 所以今天的酒馆里，我们就来一起看看天气这个看上去很普通、很日常，但是并不简单的话题。First of all, let us focus on the word weather. When we talk about weather, we generally think of short term. We think about today's weather or weather in the next 5 days. And here we also have another word, climate. Climate. So we talk about climate change. Climate, 气候. This is weather over a long period of time. And people who study climate and weather, they study meteorology.Meteorology, 气象学, and they're called meteorologist, meteorologist. It's a very long word, meteorologist. In day-to-day conversation, you would often hear people say, feel under the weather, feel under the weather. This doesn't make a lot of sense, but it actually means you're physically not feeling well, 身体不太舒服. For example,If you have a headache or have a cold, you can say, I feel a bit under the weather this morning. I feel a bit under the weather this morning. Another common expression with the word weather is a fair weather friend. A fair weather friend. I think I mentioned this before. So fair weather means good weather. You probably can guess a fair weather friendis a friend that can only be with you in fair weather. So if things go wrong, they will no longer be your friends. They will no longer be there for you. 所以不能共患难的这种酒肉朋友 they are sometimes called a fair weather friend. Most of us think about weather. We think of the noun. But actually, weather can also be used as a verb. One example is to weather the storm.To weather the storm means to endure the storm. 经受暴风雨的考验 To weather the storm. And this reminds me of a very famous song from Les Miserables. 在悲惨世界里面有一首非常有名的歌叫 I Dreamed a Dream.
There are dreams that cannot be And there are storms we cannot
I'm sure a lot of you have heard of it, and one line in the lyrics says, But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. 有些梦想注定无法成真，有些狂风骤雨我们承受不起。There are storms we cannot weather. So that's about the word weather itself. Now let's move on to actual weather forecast.What do we actually hear in weather forecast? We talk about today's forecast, 5-day forecast, 7-day forecast, or even 15-day forecast. 天气预报究竟在说些什么? Let's start with the basics. You would hear things like, it is sunny, it is clear. Clear means there's no cloud, 晴朗无云. And also, it is cloudy, or it is overcast. Overcast,means there is no sunshine. 阴天 overcast, overcast. You might also hear it is foggy. And in cities with air pollution, you would hear the word smoggy, smoggy. Smoggy 是有雾霾. So these are the basic words. You won't really hear rainy or snowy that much because there are more details. to those kind of weather. So first of all, let us look at rain. We actually did an earlier episode on rain, all sorts of different ways to talk about rain. But in weather forecast, you're most likely to hear 小雨、中雨、大雨、暴雨 or 阵雨 Yeah? So in English, you hear there is light rain, moderate rain, and heavy rain. 小、中、大雨 Light, moderate, and heavy. After that, you can have torrential rain.Torrential rain. This means it's even heavier than heavy. T-O-R-R-E-N-T-I-A-L. Torrential rain, 暴雨. This is just about how heavy the rain is. But sometimes you will also have rain that comes very quickly and goes away very quickly. Those are called showers, like the shower you take in the bathroom. So light showers, 小阵雨, or thunder showers, 雷阵雨.Now, of course, there are days that it's just sunny or just cloudy, but there are also days with changing weather. So you often hear words like cloudy with sunny intervals. Sunny intervals. 多云渐晴 Cloudy with sunny intervals. Or cloudy with a chance of light showers. Very common expression. Cloudy with a chance of. 多云或有小阵雨 Cloudy.With a chance of light showers. Or overcast with a 20% chance of snow. This is more specific. Overcast is the main weather with a 20% chance of snow. 阴天降雪概率 20%. A few years back, there was a quite popular animated film called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I think some of you probably still remember it.
几年前有一部动画电影叫做《天降美食》就用的是天气播报的这个词汇
Cloudy with a chance of But instead of rain The film was called Cloudy with a chance of meatballs That was the basic weather Now let's look at temperature Because that is also a major aspect of weather Apart from just pure numbers You would hear words like A high of 20 degreesA high of 20 degrees, which means the maximum temperature that day is 20 degrees, or a low of 10 degrees, for example.
最高气温,最低气温,
a high of and a low of. And of course, in talking about temperature, you hear Celsius and Fahrenheit.
摄氏和华氏度.
So 20 degrees Celsius,
二十摄氏度,
or 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
九十华氏度
What about very, very low temperature?
比如零下十度
In English, that is called minus 10 degrees. And to talk about temperature change, we say temperatures are going to drop, going down, or rise, going up. But when the change is very sudden and very quick or dramatic, we can also use temperatures are going to plunge, which means go down very, very quickly.
气温骤降
going to plunge, P-L-U-N-G-E. Or temperatures are going to soar, S-O-A-R, increase very rapidly.
气温飙升
So plunge, going down, and soar, going up. You might also hear words like a warm or cold front is moving in. This means the cold or the warm air from another region is arriving.
气象里面叫做暖风或者冷风过境
A warm or cold front is moving in. If there are extreme weather, then you will hear weather forecast saying the temperature hits record high or record low, the lowest or the highest in record or in history.
创历史新高或者新低
hit record high or record low.And of course, in summer or in winter, you might experience heat wave,
热浪
or a cold spell,
寒潮
For instance, they can say a heat wave or a cold spell will hit Beijing.
热浪或者寒潮即将来袭
Another aspect you might hear in weather forecast is precipitation, very difficult word.Precipitation
是降水的意思
This would include things like rain and snow But also things like freezing rain
冻雨
or sleet S-L-E-E-T
雨夹雪
If you're more interested in that Check out a previous episode on snow. So apart from the general weather, temperature, precipitation, you might also hear humidity level, humidity, 湿度. This is usually a percentage. And of course, wind. One thing to note is that in Chinese, we would say 几级风几级风 on a scale. But in English, usually you would just hear the actual speed with the unit of mph, miles per hour, 英里每小时。So in English weather forecast, you'll hear a number and mph. So that's so much about all the detailed aspects of weather forecast. Hopefully now you can understand weather forecast a lot more. In the end, let us look at some fun weather idioms. The first one is out of the blue. Out of the blue. Blue basically here means blue sky. Out of the blue is talking about something that happened completely unexpectedly.出乎意料的一件事情，有点类似于中文的晴空霹雳 but it's not as negative. So for example, she had no idea that anything was wrong until he announced out of the blue that he wanted a divorce. She had no idea that anything was wrong until he announced out of the blue that he wanted a divorce. So this is totally unexpected. With wind, we have see which way the wind blows. I think this one you might be able to guess. In Chinese, we have similar things. See which way the wind blows. This is to examine closely the situation before making any decisions. 观望形势，也就是我们说的看风向。So for investors, we have to see which way the wind blows before we invest in the stock market. We have to see which way the wind blows before we invest in the stock market.The next, we have the storm. This, we have exactly the same in Chinese. The calm before the storm. 暴风雨前的平静。For instance, you know that your girlfriend or your wife is mad at you. She didn't say anything to me yet, but I'm sure this is just the calm before the storm. I'm sure this is just the calm before the storm. Moving from storm to thunder.To steal someone's thunder means to steal someone's credit or to steal someone's moment to shine. 抢某人的功劳或者风头可以叫做 steal someone's thunder. You can say, for instance, it is my birthday. I can't believe that he is trying to steal my thunder. 如果看过老友记的小伙伴可能还记得 Monica 和 Chandler 订婚的那个晚上 Rachel 和 Ross又重新复合了。Monica 知道之后非常生气，然后就说 You are trying to steal my thunder because it should be her day. Those were some of the idioms relating to weather words. So hopefully after today's episode, you know a lot more about weather and you will be able to describe weather in more details. And one extra reminder from me, take care of yourselves and don't catch a cold. I'll see you next time. Bye!
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that